理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 14 For the next 2 or 3 days, Mrs. Jennings wondered a great deal about Colonel Brandon's mysterious reason for leaving so suddenly. Perhaps it was about Miss Williams. She is always so sick. Or perhaps the Colonel's sister is ill and has requested that he go see her. Maybe he had to return home for troubling money matters. But Colonel Brandon has an income of £2,000 a year, so it cannot be money concerns. I wonder what it can be. Well, I hope his troubles are soon over so he can return to us quickly, perhaps with a good wife as well. Though Eleanor felt quite interested in the well-being of Colonel Brandon, her interest did not compare to that of Mrs. Jennings, who was constantly thinking of new reasons for the Colonel's mysterious leaving. Eleanor thought more often of her sister's new connection to Willoughby. Marianne had not announced an engagement to Willoughby, and Eleanor knew she could not simply ask her sister if the two were indeed engaged, as she believed Marianne would tell her nothing. As this silence continued, Willoughby and Marianne looked more in love with each day, but there was no news of a marriage. Eleanor knew that a marriage between the two was not immediately possible, as Willoughby's income from his land was only £600 or £700 per year, although he received a great deal more from his aunt. His aunt would surely not easily approve of a marriage between Willoughby and Marianne, as she had so little wealth for herself. Chapter 15 One morning, Mrs. Dashwood visited Lady Middleton with two of her daughters, but Marianne declined to go, explaining that she had business at home to attend to. Her mother believed, however, that Willoughby had promised to visit her while the three were at the Middletons, and was perfectly satisfied with her remaining at home. On their return from the Middletons, the three women walked into the cottage only to see Marianne run upstairs crying. Willoughby then walked out of the sitting room where Marianne had run from. He turned to Mrs. Dashwood and her two daughters with a nervous smile.
"Is there anything the matter with her?"
cried Mrs. Dashwood as she entered.
"Is she ill?"
"I hope not," he replied, trying to look cheerful. "It is I who might soon be ill, for I am now quite disappointed."
"Disappointed?"
"Yes. Mrs. Smith has this morning announced that I must immediately leave for London to do business for her."
"This is very unfortunate. I hope you will not be gone long,"
Mrs. Dashwood said feelingly. He looked embarrassed as he replied, "You are very kind, but I will not be immediately returning. My visits to Mrs. Smith are never more than once a year."
"And is Mrs. Smith your only friend in the neighborhood? You are perfectly welcome to come visit us at the cottage, Willoughby."
He looked more embarrassed and only replied, "You are too kind." Mrs. Dashwood looked at Eleanor with surprise. Willoughby's manner in leaving them, his embarrassment, and unwillingness to accept her mother's invitation greatly disturbed Eleanor. Her mother had more confidence in Willoughby and trusted that he had a good reason for leaving them.
"Eleanor, you love to doubt. It will not satisfy you to trust in someone. I believe that Mrs. Smith suspects that he is in love with Marianne and disapproves of it because she has such a small fortune and has invented a reason for him to go to London. You are so distrustful of people. You are so quick to blame Willoughby rather than pity him for having to leave us." "We have not heard if Marianne and Willoughby are indeed engaged. I can understand his reasons for keeping such news a secret from his aunt, but not from us. How can he leave her without knowing when he will return to see her? My Eleanor, is it possible to doubt their engagement? He must and does love her, I am sure,"
answered her mother.
"I hope they are truly engaged, and Willoughby will soon return. But he just left my sister in pain, which worries me.